This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Iran's foreign minister, in a letter to the UN Security Council, says the U.S. has no right to demand the restoration of U.N. sanctions against Iran. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley.
Mohammad Javad Zarif said the U.S. lost the right to make demands in 2018 when it withdrew from the nuclear deal between Iran and major world powers. He also said America's unilateral pullout violated a UN resolution that required signatories to avoid any damage to the deal. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo officially informed the UN it is demanding the restoration of all UN sanctions on Iran, but allies and opponents declared the US action illegal and doomed to failure. Pompeo insisted the U.S. has a legal right to snap back U.N. sanctions. I'm Zaria Shackley.
There are fresh questions about how the U.S. Postal Service will ensure ballots mailed before the November election arrive on time after Postmaster General Louis DeJoy testified before a U.S. Senate panel. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Louis DeJoy tells a Senate panel the Postal Service is fully capable of delivering the nation's election mail.
This sacred duty is my number one priority between now and election day.
But he could not give lawmakers a detailed plan yet for how that will happen. DeJoy says he was unaware of blue collection boxes and mail sorting equipment being removed.
I was made aware when everybody else was made aware.
And says there are zero plans to restore them. Democrats warn DeJoy's cost-cutting initiatives are threatening the election. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The world will soon hit the grim milestone of 800,000 deaths related to COVID-19. The United States has nearly a quarter of the deaths, with Brazil not far behind.